knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
Gymnasium, as we're getting ready to tip off this boys game between Mount Home and Paragould. The Rams out on the floor, and now Bombers come out there. I believe it will be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home and for Paragould. Can't see who that is. Okay.
Number three
is
13. Well, 13.
Okay, it is Jesse Ballou trying to win the tip. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They're been moving right to left in this first half.
If you look right here, they're going to be in a 2-1-2 zone, and that's probably because they're a little undersized. You look at Paragould right now, Mountain Home has a height advantage at least on three of the five positions when it comes to what we've got out here on the matchup. It's a team that in Paragould that we should be able to feed Braden Dewey, and he should be able to live down low, him and Dover.
Well, the ball did go to Dewey. He tried to feed Dover down on a low block, and pass was a little wide of him. And Matt Holmes' first possession ends up in a turnover as the ball goes out of bounds. We are 25 seconds into this contest. Here is Paragould with their first possession of the night. Here is Brittingham. Gives it to Hall. Hall has it on the right side. He's going to give it over on the right corner to McHaney. Now the ball is with Hall on the left side. He's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good.
A smooth little lefty shot there by Hall.
Gavin Hall gives Paragould the first advantage of the night, 2-0. Our score with 7:10 left in the first quarter. Bickford into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over on the left side to McLean. Back up top to Bickford. Throws a lob pass to Dewey. He's able to put it up and in for the layup. And we got our first tie of the night. 2-2 with 6:52 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Giles with it. Throws it over on the right side to Brittingham. His three-pointer is up and in, and just like that, Paragould's back on top.
Paragould's had two shots so far. None of them have touched the rim. They went straight through.
Nate Brittingham with his first 3 points. 5-2, Pitt Rams up. Cross-court pass to Kobaninski. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. It goes in. Two ties already. 5-5. Our score is 6:25. Let's play in the first quarter. Here is Hall with it. He's dribbling on the left side. He's going to pull up near the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Robert Dover gets the board. Ball goes over to Inskeep on the right side. Throws it back out to Bickford. Over on the left side to McLean. Back up top to Bickford. Over to Inskeep on the right. Inskeep throws it to Dewey, and he's going to draw a little reach and foul. With 5:59 left to play in the opening quarter, they're going to give that to Nate Brittingham. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Rams here in the first half.
Yeah, I think if you're Mountain Home, you'd rather take the shot that Dewey made right after it.
Inbound pass goes to Dewey in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good.
He got it anyways, didn't he?
Braden Dewey with it with 4 points on the night. That's our first lead change as Mount Holmes up 7-5 with 5:50 left in the first quarter. Back comes Giles for Paragould. He throws it up top to McHaney over on the right side to Brittingham. He's going in for the layup, and a foul's going to be called against Mount Holmes as the shot was blocked. They're going to get Braden Dewey with his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So it will be Nate Brittingham at the free throw line for the first time tonight. With 5:42 left to play in the first quarter. First free throw for Brittingham is up and in. Hagan Robb checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Braden Dewey. So one more shot for Brittingham. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has five, and we've got our third tie of the evening. 7-7. Bickford into the front court with 5:37 left to play in the first quarter. Here's McLean with it on the left side, and he's going to draw a little contact.
This will be a second foul here on him.
Nate Brittingham's second personal foul, second team foul against the Rams, and he'll come out of the game as Nick Lambert checks in. Lambert, a 6'3 senior for the Rams.
Burch.
I always love watching players come off. He's shaking his head like he didn't do anything. We had a great view of it right here. Yeah. He hugged the guy. Like, he had his arms around him, hugging him around the waist.
And now whistle. Look, that go out of bounds, I guess?
Yeah, I think Hagan was trying to do a little spin move, and Kyle was right behind him, kind of ran into each other, knocked that ball out of bounds.
That is Mount Tom's second turnover of the night. It comes with 5:26 left to play in the opening period. Right now, Mount Tom and Paragould knotted up at 7. Here is Ballou with it. He will give it to McHaney, who dribbles on the right wing down the corner to Ballou. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Mount Tom. Here's Bickford quickly back the other way. He's dribbling at the left elbow, now goes back up to the top. Once again, a 2-1, or a 2, I guess it is a 2-1-2 right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Bickford will throw it to Inskeep near the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three, way too strong, and the rebound is controlled by Ballou for Paragould. That's their first rebound of the night. Here is Ballou giving it to Hall on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three for the lead. Good. Gavin Hall with his first 3 points of the night, and that's our second lead change as Paragould's now up 10-7.
I thought he had a little jumper earlier in the game, Hall, to start the game off. Did he not?
Yeah. Oh, did I say
those? First three-pointer. Yeah,
okay.
First three-pointer.
So, McLean, he's going to answer with a three of his own. Ryder McLean in the left corner with his first 3 points. And that's our fourth tie already. 10-all, our score. And going into the lane for was Ballou. He couldn't get the layup to go, and Matt Tom gets the rebound.
You know, what you're going to have to do on that 2-1-2 here, Matt, you're going to have to move the ball around quick around the perimeter, and you're going to have to shoot your way out of that 2-1-2.
Yep. Here is Bickford with it. Throws over to Inskeep on the right side. Back to Bickford. Back to Inskeep. Finds Rob in the paint. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good. Dover gets offense rebound, and he gets the follow.
That's the other way to do it. It's hit the high post right there. And I tell you, one of the hardest things to block out of is a 2-1-2 zone, because you're trying to block out in an area. If you don't have a player there, who do you block out? Right there, there were two guys in one area. Dover was the free man, able to put it right back up and in.
Gavin Hall puts up the jumper just outside the lane. No good. Bickford gets the rebound. Back comes Mount Tom. This game's already had four ties and three lead changes. Here is Inskeep throwing it to Bickford on the right side. He's going to pull up to the elbow for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, that's Kai's shot right there. He turned down the three, the step in three, for that nice little step up jumper right there.
And Paragould's going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:25 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Tom leading Paragould 14-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't have a dog in the fight and you just like a good basketball game, you got to like the start of this one so
far.
Yeah,
it's an up-tempo. Both teams are hitting shots here. It's really, well, we got 24 points in about 4.5 minutes here into this quarter. And, you know, a lot different than what we saw in the girls' game, which was a little lower scoring. But, yeah, it's great. Teams are making shots. It's a good basketball game to watch right here.
Braden Dewey come back in during the timeout for Mount Tom, and McGee Harris checks in for the first time tonight. Here is Ballou with it. Throws it up top now to Giles. Giles dribbling into the lane. And he's going to put up the jumper. Good. Caleb Giles with his first 2 points of the night. 14-12, Mountain Home up with 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Here is Bickford into the front court. Again, this game so far has had four ties and three lead changes. Here is Bickford with it on the right wing. He'll throw it up top to Dewey. Over to Harris on the left side. Harris tried to throw it to Dewey. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Hall. That's Mount Tom's third turnover of the night.
Yeah, that's a crafty senior there, baiting him in there for that shot or that steal.
Hall's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. In and out, no good, and the rebound controlled by Mount Tom. McLean with it up top. Throws it to Bickford on the right. Bickford takes the screen. He's going to pull up at the right elbow for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, Kai, that's his shot right there. We've seen it twice, and that's his spot he wants to get to, and he's buried both of the ones he's taken from there.
He's got four on the night so far. 16-12, Mount Tom up. 2:14 left to play in the opening period. Here's Hall with it. He's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good. Gavin Hall with 7 points. He's hearing it from the Mount Tom crowd every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, he is. You know, our student section's out. They're in Christmas attire and here at the hangar, and the bomb squads, or boom squad, I guess it was called.
Yeah.
Looking really good down there.
Oh, I guess they said Bigford got a little too close to the sideline.
Yeah, and kind of as he went to drop that back pivot foot, it looked like he stepped on the line there.
So that's an unforced turnover, number four against Mountain Home tonight. Robert Dover coming back in, replacing Hagen Robb. And Kai Bickford's coming in as Blaine Tate comes in for the first time tonight. Kobodinski comes back in as well for Mountain Home as McGee Harris heads to the bench. 1:53 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home up 16-14. Hall will walk it into the front court. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Hall drills to the right side. He drills to the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and he gets it. And we've got our fourth lead change.
Man, Hall is on fire right now.
He's got 10. 17-16, the Rams up now. Here is McLean with it on the left wing. Up top now goes to Dover. Over to Inskeep on the right. Inskeep will give it to Dover on the low block. And he's going to draw a little contact before the layup. So with 1:20 left to play in the opening period, they're going to give that one to Nick Lambert. That's his first personal foul, 13th foul against Paragould here in the first half. Inbound pass will be triggered by McLean, gets into Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble into the paint, over to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and they're going to get Dover with over the back. Robert Dover picks up his first personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. 1:15 left to play in the opening quarter. It is right now Paragould with the ball leading by one. Hall will lose the ball off his foot. Oh, no, they're going to stay off the foot of Inskeep. Wow. So Paragould's going to keep possession of it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see it there. Right now Mountain Home, the bench in here isn't complaining too much about it. So
okay.
Coben doesn't seem to be either, so he must have felt like it went off his foot. But good pressure there on Hall. Full court, you know, just kind of isolated pressure, and that's what you want. You want it out of his hand right now. Let's see if somebody else can make some shots.
Here's Giles with it. He's going to try the jumper on the left side. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Tate into the front court. 50 seconds left to play in the opening period. It's a one-point Paragould lead. Inskeep has it on the right side. He's going to dribble to the low block, lose the handle of the ball, and Paragould comes up with a steal.
That's just Coben trying to do a little too much right there.
Giles with it. He's going to dribble up to the top. Gives over on the right side to McHaney. Now back up top to Giles. Giles going to dribble to the lane. Now kicks out to McHaney in the right corner. History pointer up and in.
Paragould's hot. I don't know. They hadn't missed many shots.
No, they haven't.
This quarter.
And they're up by two possessions now. 20-16 our score. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Mountain Home can hold for the last shot. Ball goes to Dover on the right side. Down to five as Inskeep has it now up at the top. The ball goes to Dewey. He's going to try for the three on the right side. No good. Giles gets the rebound, and we have come to the end of the first quarter.
Pretty, decent first quarter. Mountain Home had the lead up four there for a little bit, 16-12, I remember. And,
yep.
They're on an 8-0 run right here. Not a great end to the quarter, but still right here within striking distance moving forward.
After 8 minutes, it is Paragould leading Mountain Home 20-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers.